What would your motherhood look like if it was centered in the gospel? That's the heartbeat of this month. How do we know what the Word of God says about motherhood versus what tradition has told us about motherhood, what our own experience when we were mothered as a child tells us about motherhood, what we see exhibited by our friends or by media around us? What does it mean to have a motherhood centered in the gospel? Join me this month as we look at what God has to say about this role that we play with our children. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are in a series where we're talking about how does our motherhood become a gospel-centered motherhood? And we have been looking at this truth that oftentimes we believe the lie that we are the problem in our motherhood. And instead, God is teaching us over and over again, no, you are my plan. I have chosen you for this role, but not for you to march out all on your own, without any help, without any equipment. No, in fact, God says over and over again, I have such a clear plan for you because you are my masterpiece. And we're centering that down in Ephesians 2:10. He says, I have planned works for you out in advance for you to do. And so when we have children given to us through God's sovereignty, those are part of his plans for us. But his full scope there is he says, I have a plan to be working in you, for you, through you, and with you. And now we're attacking these beliefs that seem to solidify or give a firm foundation to the belief that we're the problem. And yesterday we talked about comparison. Like we look around ourselves at everybody else and what every other mother's doing and what culture is telling us mothers should be doing and maybe like what in the past mothers were doing or this pressure we feel to be like our mother or to be completely opposite from our mother. All of that is this false foundation of comparison. You and I are not called to compare to any other mom around us. God didn't say, make your motherhood exactly like in somebody else's name. No. In fact, we said, no, he says, I offer you myself. Hold fast to me. And I will keep you firmly anchored, firmly affixed, no matter what's coming your way. And today, what we're talking about is the next thing that wants to erode our foundation of believing that God is at work in us, through us, for us, and with us. It will just absolutely decimate this idea that we're maybe beginning to be birthed inside of our hearts, which is maybe God's plan actually is for me to mother my children when I am anchored to Him. Today, we're going to be conquering how we oftentimes feel insecure after we've set boundaries with our children. After we've made decisions and we've said yes to something or no to something, we've set parameters in place, and almost immediately after that, I don't know if you experience this. If you don't, maybe this one is not for you. I know that I do. I will almost immediately after I set up parameters or I say these are the boundaries or I say no to something, I am hit with this wave of doubt and insecurity. Maybe I shouldn't have done it that way. Maybe that was too harsh. Maybe that wasn't strong enough. Maybe I'm not being wise enough and this will end up backfiring on me. And so if you at all struggle with that thought process, and it's simply inside of yourself, you're not looking for what anybody else has done and trying to copy them. That was what we talked about yesterday in comparison. But if the minute that you set a parameter up, you are hit with this thought of, this may backfire. I'm not sure I did the right thing. I want to teach you a way to stand in the confidence of being a gospel-centered mom in that moment. And this is a passage of scripture that changed my perspective for my motherhood. It's found in Psalm 18. It's Psalm 18, verse 19. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Later on in Psalm 18, there's actually this whole listing of what exactly that means. And you and I get to stand in this very truth in our motherhood. So you have been invited into an intimate relationship with God, to walk with him, to commune with him as you raise the children he has chosen for you to raise. That's the honest truth about being his workmanship. It's that strong of a commitment God has for you. You are chosen for this, and he is committed to you in it. But then what it says here in Psalm 18, verse 19, it says, he brought me out into a broad place and he rescued me. That broad place is a place of plenty and prosperity. It's in direct opposition to a place full of distress and affliction. But oftentimes when we're parenting and we make decisions and we're leading in a certain way with our children and we're calling our children to follow us, we begin to believe perhaps we're not doing this well. We believe this could lead to distress, meaning we believe this could go poorly. And what I need and want you to begin to recognize is God is so faithful to you that his entire being is set towards leading you to the broad place in your motherhood. He invites you and me to sit with him, to hear from him. So that does mean when I'm making decisions in parenting, what I've learned over the years is it's great for me to tell my kids, and I don't care if it's, Mom, can I stay up an extra 30 minutes at bedtime, like a light request, or if it's something big like, Mom, can I go spend the night somewhere or go on this trip? I almost every single time will say, let me think about it. The reason is because actually I am in essence saying, let me connect with God about this. Because I was so beset with fear that the decisions I was making, the boundaries I was setting, parameters I was putting in place could possibly go wrong. And what God began to teach me is he is faithful to meet me in those decision-making moments with his truth because he wants to put me in a broad place. Why? The last part of verse 19 says, he rescued me because he delighted in me. Your God delights in you. It echoes back to Ephesians 2:10, where it says that you are his workmanship. You are his piece of delight. He is excited about you and your life with your children. He is in tune with it, and he is engaged with it, and he is inviting you to step into his throne room and say, God, what would you have me do here? And then when that decision is made clearly, I can step in confidence with my children, even when I'm met with, oh, no, or please, or you're so mean, or whatever would make me then further believe that I made the wrong decision, like all the responses, because I tend to, as a mother, be a very response-driven mom, meaning how my kids respond to something could impact the way I believe my parenting is going. And I've had to learn, no, God is my broad place. He will lead me there. Because, and I want us to look at what it says later on in Psalm 18. It says this, it says, he makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me secure on the heights. So meaning when it seems the scariest, God actually promises to set you securely there. And he will train my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You will give me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand supports me. Your gentleness will make me great. You give me a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet do not slip. Do you understand in your motherhood that God is so committed to what is happening in your home that he wants to set your feet securely on the rock of himself so that your feet will not slip? You see, this psalm is all about the fact that before David was hiding in caves and he was terrified and he was being hunted by Saul, and now all the obstacles are out of the way and he can walk securely with his God. He has met his God in the midst of the hard, and God was faithful to him. And God is faithful to you and to me in our motherhood. We don't need to doubt the decisions God is leading us to do. We need to understand that God is choosing and showing us that through his gentleness, with his right hand of support, he will give a wide place for our steps and our feet will not slip. What we are doing and the way we are walking with our children, he promises to lead as we seek to meet him there and ask him for his way. Y'all, this is the reason why being in God's word and seeking his face will only help you walk more confidently in your motherhood. It is why praying and meeting with God and making prayer be a rhythm of your life will pay off in relationship with God. It will make your way secure. Thank you for joining me as we are centering our motherhood in the truths of the gospel. I pray that you will gain confidence and clarity to know how God sees your motherhood and invites you deeper into relationship with him. Thanks for joining me on the Warrior Mama podcast. Are you ready to start praying God's word over your child's life, over their future, over their present, praying for their protection, praying for their decision-making, praying for their character to be different, praying that they come to know Jesus as their Savior and that they walk more in love with him than you ever have? Are you ready to pray that way for your child? A Warrior Mama's Prayers Journal is designed for the course of a year to help you pray confidently God's promises and truths, specifically for your child or for your children, journaling and watching God at work month after month, returning to the same prayers and seeing what God has done from one month to the next. It's simple, and yet it's powerful. You can grab a copy of a free introductory prayer guide down below in the links, but can I encourage you to invest your time and pray specifically, powerfully, and confidently the word of God over your child's life through the Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal.